Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Clear. 17 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 08:00. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 09:00. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 10:00. Sunny. 19 degrees.
KA9SXH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. 11:00. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 12:00. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 13:00. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 21 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 21 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 21 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 21 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good afternoon, Ron, KC8VOA.
Good afternoon, Rick. Just got out of work, now sitting waiting for the traffic from the train on Davenport here to clear. And I'll make my way home the rest of the way.
Well, hopefully it clears sooner. It'll be time to turn around and go right back.
Yeah, I'm already past Washington, so it's headed back into the station, so just came over the Johnson Street Bridge there on the Davenport. And come that way, and then I got in the car, and I got a tire pressure monitor warning. One of my batteries went dead in one of the wheels, so cold temperatures, everything's going dead.
Are you in your Impala?
Yeah, it's in the Impala, so air original in it. I've replaced one, but that's it. So it's original from 2010.
Okay, got to figure out which one it is. Must have leaked it out.
It tells me right rear, so that's what it says. So I'll have to see what happens there. I know last year it did the same thing, and then it quit. So, cold temperatures here, and my wipers are froze up, so they cleaned off the blades. I left them up so the sun would get to them, hopefully, today, and there's no ice or anything on them, but they're only clearing part of the window.
Are they snow blades?
They are not.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. Snow blades will sometimes, you know, get a small hole, water will get inside, and they'll freeze up, and then you won't make good contact with them. Cleaning them up with IPA is another way to help get them to clean the windshield off, but you have to make sure all the joints are nice and free.
Yep, I'll have to work on them, but probably not until, we'll wait and see what happens next Thursday when it warms up. Wednesday and Thursday is supposed to be up freezing, and see what they do. And normally I just get them lubricated enough with the washer fluid, and that gets the gunk off. But I did wash them off. I did get them wet, and I washed them off with a paper towel, and got a little bit of residue off, but nothing special. But, yeah, I only OEM wipers on the vehicle, not the AC Delco aftermarket or any of the stuff from the auto parts store. Those are junk compared to it, but really tough trying to find the OEMs for that because everybody wants to sell me, oh, these are the AC Delco equivalents, and I said, I don't want those. I want the actual GM Chevy part. And I ordered some online that they were advertising the OEM GM Chevy part number, and then in turn sent me the aftermarket. So I was not happy. I got a hold of them, and I said, this is not what I ordered. I ordered the OEM part. Oh, they're the replacement. I said, I didn't order the replacement. The replacements have a different part number. I didn't order that part number. So basically, you did a bait and switch on me. You're advertising the OEM part and sending me the AC Delco aftermarket part. So those are junk.
Yep. Advanced Auto's got a deal going on, too. You buy their blades, and if they go bad within a year, they replace them. And one of the managers there indicated to me that he's has had to buy a blade since because they keep replacing them. They keep going bad within a year, and he gets them replaced again. So that's been a good deal there. Until they change their policy, that's probably a good way to go.
Well, on average, I use, like I said, I've used the OEM wiper blades, and I get 3 to 4 years out of a set of blades. These do not make a noise. They clean extremely well. So I don't know why other, you know, the aftermarket. And besides that, they're made specifically for this vehicle to fit these arms. They don't come with all these adapter pieces and crap that the aftermarkets do. They're specifically made for these arms. And I bought the same thing for the for my wife's Buick. And when I got the Enclave, I went back to GM and bought a set of OEMs for them. They're not cheap. They cost me about $60 a set for either vehicle. But like I said, they work extremely well, and I get 3 to 4 years out of a set of blades.
Yeah, very good. The good Bosch are almost $40 a piece, so yeah, there's $80 for two blades. So that adds up really fast.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I've tried a variety of different blades, and like I said, they sold me even the... wife got her Buick, she needed new blades, so I went up to Garber's up there, and they sold me the aftermarket stuff, the AC Delco stuff, and I came and put them on. And first rainstorm that we had, my wife comes back and she says, "What did you put on the car? Those things are junk." She says they won't clear anything. They just squeak and make noises, and so I went back up to Garber, and I said, I want an OEM set. Oh, these will work. No, I want, matter of fact, you can take these and throw them away, because I just bought these a few days ago, and they're junk. So I bought the new ones, put them on there, and she says, well, that's the only thing I want. Yeah, and that same thing for her. So whatever they do with the aftermarkets, I've tried, you know, a variety of different things. I haven't tried the Bosch, but I've tried all sorts of things. Same thing for the van. I can only get the cheapies because the arms are wore down so much. The plastics won't fit these posts that are on the arms. They fall right off. They've wore down enough. So if I get the metal ones, they will snap onto these metal posts on the arms, and they'll stay on, but I got to replace those about every 6 months to a year. But they're only, you know, $4 or $5 a piece, and I keep 5 or 6 of them in the vehicle, so if they wear out or something, I can just toss one back on.
Well, hopefully you don't have to replace them real often. Yeah, it's a rat race. I know I replaced them on my truck this year, and I put some the more premium ones on and so forth, but I know the life is very difficult, very hard on them. If you don't clean your windshield off and you expect the wipers to clean all that ice and stuff off, you're just going to tear them off.
Yep, that's for sure. That's why I normally go out and clean my wife's car off in the morning if she's got to go someplace. But she is pretty good at cleaning. She'll go out and scrape her windshield, clean the snow off, and do that stuff. So she's not too bad at that. And like I said, she's got to do that and clean them. But I'll run some alcohol over them tomorrow night over the weekend and try and clean them up. And if not, I will pop them off, bring them in the house, let them warm up and clean them, and then go out and put them back on. They're real easy to put on, take back off. So not too bad on any of the vehicles. But, yeah, that was a thing that kind of froze up. And then the tire pressure gauge. And since I had the got the bumper cover smacked up on the Impala here, and whenever it's cold out, I get a airbag sensor issue or warning. It's just when it warms up, it has no problem. So whenever it gets cold, the bumper gets cold, it gives me a check airbag sensor.
Yeah, a boy just pulled one off his girlfriend's Tahoe, and it was completely cracked, and moisture gets in there, freezes and everything else, and it gets worse. So he ended up replacing that. So it depends where they hit you. They might have damaged that in some way, shape, or form, even if they just cracked it. That causes issues.
That's more likely the case. I don't know where the sensor is in relation to where I hit the signpost, missing the lady in the subdivision there. But it was either broadside the Yukon or swerved to miss her, and I ended up hitting the stop sign post and cracked the bumper there. So, like I said, when it gets cold, it gets moisture or something in there, and then I get the warning light. And then when it warms up, usually above 40 degrees, I get no issue. So that's what it is. There's probably a crack in it and gets moisture in it or something. But, yeah, nothing planned for the weekend for me. I'm going to go back home tonight, take what I had printing this morning off the printers, and start a new batch of stuff for the two projects I'm working on, and that'll probably be the rest of the weekend. I may have a dinner tomorrow. I know I got the club meeting tonight, got the breakfast in the morning, and then I may have a dinner with friends. If he did come into town, he moved to Wisconsin, he was supposed to come in for his kids for New Year's, and he said, well, we'll try and get together Saturday or Sunday. So I haven't heard from him if he's in town yet or if he made it in, and we'll find out. So I'll probably get a call Saturday or Sunday saying, hey, we're in town, you ready to go? So we'll kind of leave our plans open for those two nights. KC8YVF.
KC8VOA. Yeah, I'm going to be busy tomorrow morning, so I won't be making breakfast tomorrow, but I do plan on going to the club tonight. Oh, yes. One thing after another. And I probably should get up there and start making something to eat here, too, because it's going to be that time before I know it. About an hour.
Yep, I'm just pulling into the subdivision, so off and Weiss here, so I was going to let you go anyhow. I'll grab the mail because I know my wife hasn't gone out, and then I will head in and see what she's got for dinner. We had some brisket left over, so I said just make some pulled pork out of that, or, you know, barbecue out of it, and we'll do that. So, all right, see you tonight, Rick, KC8YVF.
KC8VOA.
Hello, Echo 8, United Radio Victor, standby.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees.
KC8, YVF, mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 14 degrees.